The police allege that Mandla Msibi, who up until yesterday was an ANC agriculture minister in Mpumalanga province, shot dead two fellow party members and wounded another after a branch meeting in the city of Mbombela in late August. Investigators have described the slain men as people who didn't agree with Msibi's way of doing things. The ANC had tasked Msibi with winning millions of votes for party candidates.
As the ANC in Mpumalanga, this came as a shock because Comrade Mandla was one of our committed comrades who was coordinating the elections.
ANC Provincial Secretary Lindiwe Ntshali-Ntshali says her party suspended Msibi pending the outcome of his trial.
Every member of this community or as a citizen has a right to a fair trial, and a person is presumed innocent until proven guilty before the court of law. It is painful, it is disturbing, but the law must take its course and the truth shall be unveiled at the relevant time.
Part of that truth, according to police, is that the slain men, ANC members Dinga Ngwenya and Sindele Lubisi, confronted Msibi outside a restaurant after the political gathering. They apparently wanted to voice their displeasure about ANC election candidate lists over which Msibi had control. Ntshali-Ntshali says she can't comment about this.
It's not a good allegation. That is why we don't want to prejudge him. There are authorities which are tasked to investigate, make sure that they present credible evidence before the courts. These are members of the ANC and would want to know really what happened, because it happened outside the ANC meeting.
The fact is, two ANC officials are dead and a senior colleague has been arrested. It's another blow to the party's credibility at a time when multiple members are facing corruption charges, services are collapsing in ANC-controlled municipalities, and pollsters are predicting huge losses for the ANC in the upcoming elections. Ntshali-Ntshali confirms that quite a few party members remain deeply unhappy about being excluded from candidate lists, and therefore left with no chance of winning top posts in city and town councils after the elections.
All issues, whether we're disputing, whether we're satisfied or not satisfied about the process of candidate selection and registration, it shall be dealt with immediately after elections. There is no amount that can make a member to kill one another or to go and attack other members while they're in meetings.
But as South Africa moves towards the polls, that's exactly what's happening within the ANC. The police have confirmed to VOA that Msibi also faces another 10 criminal charges, including some of serious assault, some of which date back at least 3 years. Opposition parties are asking why the ANC didn't expel him years ago, instead of allowing him to continue representing it in Mpumalanga, even promoting him as head of elections in the region. For some analysts, the Msibi incident is further evidence that the ANC is no longer the party of Nelson Mandela, but something very, very different, something much darker and much more dangerous. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.